Make yourself comfortable and come into the present moment. Be aware of the breath. Breathe slowly and deeply from the belly. Allow the mind to settle. This time is set aside as time to connect with your true nature. That which you are beyond form. And so there's nothing for the human to do, nothing to work out in the mind. Nothing to be concerned about at all. Just be. And so as the mind relaxes, it's possible to turn the attention to the heart. The heart does not think. There's no thinking there at all. There's a beingness. The heart is the connection to your true nature. There is love in the heart. And that love is coming from your true nature, which is beyond human perception, and yet there can be a sense of it, there can be an awareness of it. So these moments are an invitation to look in that direction, energetically. And so as you continue to breathe, as you continue to feel into the heart, there's an invitation to listen. What is the heart saying? Just take a few moments to listen to the heart. Heart is not going to use words. It will be a feeling. A sensing. Perhaps an invitation. Perhaps that invitation is an invitation to let go of something that has been causing something that the human would say is troubling. And it might be that it's a call for love. There's access to an infinite supply of love through the heart. So anything that is calling for love can be gently soothed by that love that is flowing. So if the mind is offering an aspect of its perspective on life, an aspect of its experience of the physical realm that is calling for love, allow that love to flow through the heart to that part of the human energy system, to bring about greater harmony and balance. And for the vibration to rise easily, naturally, it's not something the human can control, but it can allow it. And so in this moment, perhaps to allow that to occur, just feel how that feels. And be willing to just let go. Let go of anything that is not of love. Any fears or concerns that there might be in the human energy system can be allowed to be loved, to bring love where there seems to be an absence of love. And perhaps this is an invitation for the human to find in its heart more love for itself, more love for the human character that can sometimes judge itself. And that's not necessary. That could be something that could be allowed to pass into history. Something the human used to do. perhaps this practice is one to return to and repeat. And perhaps each time it is repeated, it gets a little easier and a little stronger. And gradually, those fear stories in the mind subside, and eventually are no longer there because they've been replaced by more loving perspectives. That is the invitation. And we flow love to you. Until next time.